Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, He Gave Us the Kingdom Already in Progress.
She had been to the point of where I was really kind of losing my faith. My faith was kind of waning, and I was thinking, you know, maybe I should take her to a doctor because I don't want to lose her or have her any more ill than she already is. But it is such a lesson to us to do the right thing, give to those that we have within our power to do for them. We should always do it. She is such a blessing to me. She is the sweetest, kindest person that I've ever known in my whole life. When you meet her, she is the same every day. She is always just the sweetest, kindest person. And tomorrow is our anniversary.
Amen. And praise the Lord. Yes.
We will have been married for 35 years. Amen. Candace said it seems like 50 with somebody holding her head underwater. But it's been good, and she is such a wonderful gal. And for all of us that have wives, the Bible says the man that finds a good wife has found something good. And I have. So I want to just praise her and tell her how lucky I am. I tell everybody I'm the world's most blessed man, and I know you think you are.
And
Brother Dave said he married out of his pay scale, and so did I. And so that's the way it is. But anyway, I just thank you and praise you. Thank you for your time.
Amen, brother. Praise God. Wow. Isn't it wonderful to have all these testimonies? While we're in the testimony business today, anybody else got one? If you have, come up here. Who, my wife? She's not supposed to have testimonies.
I do.
She has all kinds of testimonies.
Okay, you know, we have all these presents everywhere in a room. And I am giving the biggest present to Candace because she wraps it special in their special colored paper and she puts a Christmas ornament on it that they get to keep forever and use with their family. So it's kind of a tradition thing that started, and this is our second year of doing it. Well, I misplaced a pair of UGG moccasins, and they somehow got wrapped, and they got put in that room. Well, I go looking for the little boy's name, and I find two packages. One, I knew what it was. The other one, I didn't. And so I go and I open it, and it's not his. It's a little girl's makeup box, so it was kind of messed up. And so I go in and I go through all the presents and look, and I can't find the name. So then I started thinking about it. I thought, well, okay, maybe somebody put her name for that present on his present. So I go back in there and I'm looking at everything about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I start praying. I said, God, you know where this present is. I have no idea where this present is. I picked up a couple things and it wasn't it. And so he told me to move over one step. And so I moved over a step, and there was a love seat and a chair. And he said, bend over. And so I bent over and I picked up this present that was down on the floor, and it had her name on it. Sure enough, and I opened it, and it was his shoes because God knew where it was.
Amen. Wow. That was great. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Is that everybody? Now, if anybody's, if you don't jump up here in about 2 seconds, I'm going to close this out. Okay, so praise the Lord. Okay, so we got that done. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We got a copy of the testimony of Gideon, so we've had some people come by this last week and want some of those. They said they had been giving those out. What's the name of that? What Changed with Gideon? That's really something, and if you see the DVDs, I haven't looked at the DVD yet, but as Cliff was sharing with us things about what you say, and as Dave was sharing with us about things you say, I want you to know that things that you say, either positive or negative, all work. See, that's the thing, you know, like, for instance, when the Lord says, you know, that, and we've had this happen to us several times, when people don't share the Word of God with people, whenever they withhold good things from people, just like the Lord says, He says, those that withhold good things from people that do them, you, when you do withhold those things, you will not go unpunished. You know, I mean, people, we don't believe this book means what it says, but when you take this book and you read this book at face value, you see things that's in there that will cause you or your children to be sick. You know, just like Dave said there a while ago, I used to never understood this at all when I was a kid at home. But I would see my dad. I didn't know this principle. I never read this principle in the Word of God about, you know, speak to your mountain. I never read that. They never taught that in the Baptist church. I went to Sunday school every Sunday. I was in church every Sunday, but I never heard Mark 11, 23 and 24 preached on in my whole life. But I didn't understand the principle that I knew what, whenever my daddy, when I do something wrong, when he'd get the razor strap down or go out and cut a peach limb off, I knew I'd had it. It's going to be bad. And if there was anything I would try to do, I would stop doing whatever I was doing. And I'd beg him, you know, Daddy, don't give me a spanking. I won't ever do that again. But still, usually I'd get two or three little licks, but that was enough to warm me up so that I didn't do it. But, you know, another thing I saw my daddy do I didn't understand. I understood about me when he spanked me, and I didn't have too many spankings, praise the Lord, but I had a few. I didn't understand the principles of how that worked. But what I didn't really understand was whenever my daddy would go out in the garden, and he'd go out there and he'd be looking, and let's say the tomato plants, they're not producing blooms. He'd reach over and get a little bitty switch off of a little bitty tree or peach tree or something, a little old switch about that long with little branches on it, and he'd take it and he'd switch the tomato plant, and he said, tomato plant, in the name of Jesus, you will produce tomatoes, lots of them, and he'd switch that little plant. I mean, I thought, that couldn't have nothing to do with it. That couldn't have nothing to do with it. But my daddy knew and understood the principle of Mark 11, 23. Speak to your mountain and your mountain will obey you. I mean, today, the average Christian in the average church, in fact, some of you right now, today, right now, you may be thinking, this is the craziest preacher I've ever heard in my life. And I may be, but that's okay. I'm going to tell you now, Scott is not like my daddy. My daddy used force. Scott uses love. Scott goes out into his garden and talks to the tomato plants and caresses them and says, now you will produce tomatoes for me in the name of Jesus. Is that right, Scott?
Yes.
And what does your tomato plants do?
Produces amazingly.
Amazingly. Not just, in fact, I think he was telling me yesterday that one of the plants, they pulled 80-something tomatoes off of a plant.
Because,
80, how many? 86 tomatoes off of a plant because they had been speaking to the plant in the name of Jesus and commanding the plant to bring forth fruit. And I told him when I was talking, I said, you know, now I know why I could never raise a rose. I used to plant roses, you know, if my daughter, my wife or whatever would want me to plant some roses, I would plant a rose, you know, and I'd say, you know, it don't do no good to plant a rose. It ain't going to grow. And guess what that rose did?
It didn't grow.
It didn't grow. It heard me and it obeyed my voice and I didn't even know what I was saying. So actually it was when Cheryl came into my life about 15 years ago. I mean, when we got married, we went to her little condo that she had and we walked up in the backyard and she had an arbor deal over that gate. That thing was solid roses. I mean, it was red roses, beautiful roses. I said, I never seen anything like this. She said, oh, I can raise anything. You know, I can make roses grow. When I plant them, they grow every time. They never fail. Do you hear anything positive about those statements? And what do you think the roses did for her? I mean, she can raise the most beautiful roses ever. So I found out, you know, that what I needed to do was go somewhere else. Get out of the way. Don't let them roses hear my voice. Because if all I can say is negative things, and do you know that's the way some people are? I've seen people in my life say, well, I guess I'll go to town today, but my car will probably quit on me before I get there. It's been cutting out a whole lot lately, so I guess it's fixing to fall by the wayside. I'll probably get on the railroad track down here and stall the railroad train will run over and kill me. Now, let me just ask you, have you ever heard people talk like that?
Yes.
Now then, if you begin to understand the principles of the kingdom, Jesus said, I give you the kingdom and I give you the keys to the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. whatever you loose on earth should be loosed in heaven. Just like Dave said a while ago, he leaves that up to you and me. So whatever we say, if we believe it, I mean, I can remember Dave himself when I first saw Dave and he had that terrible disease all over his body and he'd been sick his whole life. I mean, here he was 40-something years old and he had eczema all over his whole body and he is totally sick and he's been to the finest doctors in the world and there ain't nobody can heal him of what he's got. And then this crazy little preacher happens to go to a place in Plano and Dave happens to come to that teaching. He didn't know me, but a doctor he knew did know me and he was going to go. So he said, well, if you're going to go listen to him, I'll go listen to him. So he went when I said, I don't care what you have. If you will do what I tell you to do from God's word, I guarantee the King of the universe will heal you. Isn't that something? People said, you know, that can't happen. But you know what? Just like when Dave said, when I told him, I said, son, if you'll do what I tell you, I guarantee you that the King of the universe will heal you. And of course, you know, he didn't know the principles. And so he looked at me and says, you can't guarantee God will do anything. Now, with that kind of an attitude, guess what you can guarantee? It ain't going to work for you. Dave didn't know he was a son, just like you heard him say here a while ago. I didn't know I was a son. I didn't know I was an ambassador for Christ. I didn't know I could speak for the King. And I certainly didn't know that good or bad is going to come off on me, whatever I say, just like it's going to work. I mean, wow. Anything you say in the name of Jesus is going to happen. In fact, you don't even have to use the name of Jesus. You are Jesus on this earth. That's what's mind-boggling to think. That when I look at Kim, when I look at Scott, I look at Cheryl, I'm literally looking at Jesus, because the Christ that's in them is the Christ that rules the world. Amen. Jesus Christ, and he's doing it through us. And this is a mystery that was hidden before the foundations of the world. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And he put us in a whole new realm. It's called faith.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, He Gave Us the Kingdom, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.